Yes, our program continuing on. We say good morning, of course, regularly to our Perth listeners through 657 AM on the radio dial, wherever you are around Australia listening to us. Good morning to you. Hope it's a good punting day ahead. Of course, we'll have the very latest on Saturday's fields coming out through the morning as well. We're taking a snap poll on the Twitter page at Andrew Bensley. It'll conclude in about 50 minutes. Who will win Saturday's Queen Elizabeth, the championships, Adabe, Sir Dragon A, Very Elegant, or someone else? We've had 100 votes. I'm not going to tell you where we're heading, but don't forget to go there by, in around 50 to 55 minutes. It will cease and we'll announce the details after that. Philip Stokes is joining us. Morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. You've made an alteration with Mr. Quickie. You've decided to go to Caulfield.
Yeah, we just started looking at the horses that were going for the All Age and looked like it was getting harder by the day. So we opted to change tack and go to Caulfield.
And that obviously, I mean, if you were prepping up for a big group one, that tells us how Quickie's going into Saturday.
Oh, look, he's in great order. We always had this race in the back of the mind, so we've treated it like it was all we were going to run anyway. So work and choose those goodies in great order. I couldn't be happier with the horse, and it'll give a good sight.
And Ben Allen will stay on?
He will. He was going to Adelaide to ride for me on the weekend, but we were lucky enough. We were able to find replacement riders, so Ben stays on.
And just while on Caulfield, Ancestry will go to the Bellisbury?
Yeah, he'll go there. He's well, got his share of weight. It's funny, he's like his 103 rating and he's never won a group race, so he's been well placed.
He's paying for consistency, isn't he?
He is indeed, but I'm happy with the horse, and if we get any rain, it will just help his chances too.
Yep. I wanted to really update on a filly called Instant Celebrity, Phil, the three-year-old filly who did so well going back to the spring, coming through benchmark races and then ends up winning the Group 2 Tranquil and then runs third in the 1,000 guineas behind Odium and Personal. How's she coming back to the races in Adelaide?
Yeah, she's great. So we took her over last week and she trialled at Morphettville on Friday and trialled up nicely. Still got improvement to come. She's not really wound up for this race, but she's a very classy filly. She'll run well, and whatever she does, she'll improve on going into the Robert Sangster.
Okay, so the Redelva is 1,100 into the Sangster, where she'll be nicely weighted second up, won't she?
She will, and we'll give her a chance at a Group One, and I think she'll run. She's a really really classy filly.
She is. Has she made the improvement that you've wanted off the spring and coming through those grades, as I say?
Yes, she has. She's a big scopey girl and she's sort of really furnished now and looks stronger and everything says she's going in the right direction.
Yeah, she's a nice filly. I think going back to the spring, talking to you, Phil, that you were taking her through. I remember that benchmark 72 win and you said, oh, I might take the next step. And then you ended up in 1,000 guineas. That tells us that she's got that ability.
Yeah, she has, and although it was only a benchmark race, the way she won it that day was pretty impressive. So she should almost be unbeaten, unfortunately. But anyway, she's looking forward to her stepping out.
Good idea. How's everything for the Sydney Cup?
Yeah, it's great. He goes up tonight. He's done plenty of work the other way around. Had that run 2 weeks ago, which just sort of kept his fitness up to scratch. And hard to line up the forms. I'd say the Sydney Cup's obviously going to be a lot harder than Adelaide Cup, but he's in form and he deserves a chance at it. We know he runs the trip.
I thought he ran all right the other day over the shorter trip.
I thought it was okay too. Yeah. I just feared that one sprinted a bit better than him, and he's in good order.
And Barrier 1 with Ben Thompson, he knows Good Idea really well, but down on the 50kg, you'll just cuddle up and hopefully finish off?
Yeah, that's the plan. We'll just ride him similar to the Adelaide Cup, and Ben, he runs so well for Ben, so I'm looking forward to that.
Fan club today at Bendigo. In that first, we always like to get going early. What are you thinking there, second up off the Pakenham run?
Yeah, she's taking improvements. She looks a nice race. We get a good four up there, which she needs. And I'd like to think she'd be knocking a maiden off today.
Okay, so that's that first race. Race one, number six at Bendigo. All right, well, you're going to have a busy weekend, mate. I know you've been busy enough travelling around the place. Where are you going to play?
I think I'll go up to Sydney. I just like to have a good look around and been championship day. I think it'll be a big buzz and having a run in a Sydney Cup.
Yep, it will be for all the team, Duncan Ramage and Think Big Stud and the rest of them. Good luck to you, Phil. Good luck with all of them. We're excited about particularly Instant Celebrity lining up in the Riddelva in Adelaide. Thanks for your time.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Good on you.